Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're having a great time here in the studio, and I hope that you are having a good time listening to the program today. I know you're going to have a great time listening to Tim Fitch. You know, friend of the show, Tim Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief, former St. Louis County Councilman, a man with a longer resume than George Herbert Walker Bush. Fitch, good to talk to you, buddy.
Ed.
Well, hang on a second. We are we there? Okay. Good to talk to you, Mr. Fitch.
Good to talk to you, Brad.
Oh, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. And I wanted to reach out to you to talk to you today, Tim, because there's a couple of things that are going on in the police realm right now, one of which is in St. Louis City. We're going to talk about the police there. But here I want to play you a quote, though, first from New York. Because this is a problem in New York. It's also a problem in the city of St. Louis, and that is police officers who just don't want to work there. Here's what Paul Morrow said. He's a former New York City police officer and a Fox News contributor. He said this.
Having been there 26 years, the bottom line is what gets you out of bed, what makes you take that job, what makes you run towards gunshots, whatever it is you run towards, is the idea that you wear the white hat. You're the good guy. You take that away, it becomes a paycheck, and you make a lot more money elsewhere. So you can move to Florida, Carolinas, you get a nice condo, you're going to be appreciated, you're not worried about being victimized. Oh, I made a mistake today, I'm going to end up on the cover of the newspapers, and then maybe I'm in the witness box because they're prosecuting me. That's the thing that keeps them up at night. You take that. The cops want to do the job. You just got to let them.
Tim Fitch, what do you think about that sentiment and how that might apply to officers who are currently working in the city of St. Louis?
I agree 100%. If you talk to any of the city officers, many of them are there, staying there because they're close to their pension age. But some of the newer ones, after they kind of get it out of their system when you're new, like, really, why am I here if I'm not appreciated? People don't want me doing what I was trained to do and educated to do. Why am I wasting my time here? Now, I will tell you this, Brad. I do think you're starting to see a little bit of improvement, and particularly in the city of St. Louis with the new administration and the new efforts that we saw over the 4th of July weekend where officers were encouraged to do their jobs. Officers don't want to be babysitters. They want to enforce the law. They want to do it fairly. And if they're allowed to do their job, they'll take care of the crime issues with sufficient resources. So I think you're going to see a little bit, if this continues, to where officers are allowed to do their job and they're supported when things go bad. And let's face it, bad things happen in police work.
Right.
It's not pretty when officers have to use force. It's certainly not pretty when they have to use their firearm. And that's one of the big issues is everybody, all those officers are afraid of being criticized for doing their jobs. But if they get support from the administration and from the elected officials, I still think I have good hopes for the city of St. Louis to turn around.
Yeah, I was pleased, too. And I thought with that changeover in administration, I wasn't anticipating there to be an improvement. Because, frankly, Kara Spencer was previously part, at least philosophically, was part of the same kind of a defund the police kind of a mentality. But yet what I've seen in terms of actions since she's taken office has been one of more supporting police because hopefully, I mean, I haven't talked to Kara Spencer about this, but hopefully she realizes that we can't solve any of the other problems in the city with low unemployment or the lack of jobs or the fact that people are fleeing the city to go to the county or the lack of businesses who are locating in the city of St. Louis. None of those problems can be solved until we solve the crime problem. And perhaps she sees supporting the police here as part of the solution, as opposed to the prior administration that saw supporting the police as part of the problem.
Yeah, I would have liked to seen her standing next to the police chief the day after the 4th and talking about supporting them. We need more of this. This will bring things under control downtown. She didn't, but at least she wasn't critical of it.
Yes.
And I think some of the aldermen would like to be critical of it, but when you see success, it's hard to be critical. So I think they need to stay at it. They need to stay enforcing the law in St. Louis. And I think the chief may actually want to look at reaching out to his suburban counterparts and say, right now, you know, I'm hundreds of officers short. I need some help for a while. We have excess funds. can we pay your officers overtime to come to the city mm-hmm. of St. Louis and help us with our mission in the city, and that's to keep it safe? I think that's something that maybe he needs to take a look at.
Yeah, and I'm also hopeful that the governor also participates, as prior governors have, in terms of assisting the city by having, you know, Missouri State patrol officers maybe patrolling the highways, freeing up police officers to do other work. But I want to pivot, though, to a different topic. Of course, we're talking to Tim Fitch, friend of the show, former St. Louis County police chief, former St. Louis County councilman. And Tim, one of the things that I've seen in terms of a pivot for the city happened over the 4th of July. And we saw the city announcing, particularly Chief Tracy announcing, that if they arrest children in the city over the 4th of July for using fireworks or possessing guns, when the parents come to pick them up, we're going to charge the parents for their failure to watch over their kids, their failure to allow their kids, or failure to prevent, rather, their kids from doing this activity. And it's called contributing to the delinquency of a minor. What do you think about that approach as trying to do something else, something innovative, to try to control some of the violent crime that we're seeing in the city?
Yeah, I've got no problem with that. But what will be interesting to see is how this is adjudicated.
Yes.
So what happens at, you know, juvenile court time or family court time or, you know, that type of thing? Do these charges suddenly go away? What happens with them? Are they really going to be held accountable? I think that remains to be seen, but I do think it's a step in the right direction.
Now, legally, I've broken this down before over on the Camo X side. Legally, there's some issues with this. When I've looked mm-hmm. at the city code, it's very vague. It doesn't. It talks very vague about allowing children to participate in activities that could be harmful both morally and physically. And there's a constitutional doctrine called void for vagueness. And that means, as you well know, that means if a statute is vague, then it's hard to use that to prosecute people because people aren't being told what's expected of them if the statute itself is vague. And I do see the possibility of some of these charges notwithstanding constitutional muster because of the vagueness. But I'm all in favor of the attempt and trying it at this point, because we got to do something innovative, because this is a problem, not just for the city area, but for the entire state and region. And I applaud the city. I applaud Tracy or whoever invented this idea of doing this pivot for trying something innovative to control the problem.
Yeah, and the other thing you have to look at, and that's what I was talking about, let's see how this is adjudicated, is what about the mother, the single mother who has to work? She's at work, and she tells her kid, her 14-year-old, you need to stay home. Don't leave the house. And then they leave the house anyway, and they get involved in these situations. And now the mother is being tagged with a crime. It'll be interesting to see, do we really want to hold them responsible for that? What parent out there who now has grown children hadn't found out at some point, hey, I snuck out, I did this, I did that? I think all of us have that have children, especially
sure.
grown children now.
Right. But there's a difference, though, between sneaking out, which I did mm-hmm. a lot. I snuck out of my house all the time. There's a difference between sneaking out of the house when your parents maybe are watching TV or something, and then and being told, you're 14, I'm leaving, I don't want you to leave the house. I mean, don't you see those as two different situations?
Yeah, I mean, you're really talking about knowingly. Did they know their child
yes.
was going to be involved in such conduct?
Correct. Exactly.
So I think they're gonna have to try to prove that they knowingly allowed it. I think they're gonna have to try to prove that to make a case stick.
And it's always, Tim, of course, we're talking to Tim Fitch. It's always easy to point out things that are negative. But I'm glad that you right here, you and I in our conversation, have pointed out something innovative here that the city's doing, something good that the city is doing. And you even pointed out that perhaps there's a little bit more support for the police in the city. Are you seeing any kinds of improvements, or what are you seeing right now going on in the county? Because the county isn't immune from having problems. What are you seeing, good or bad, in terms of the county?
Well, the good news is just last week I was at a retirement celebration in police headquarters in Clayton, and I asked the person that's in charge of recruiting for the county police, how's it going compared to, you know, the last couple of years? He said, great. We are seeing significant turnaround, significant applicants, people that want to be police officers, people that want to do police work. That's the best news I've heard out of a recruiter in a long time.
Oh, and that is good news, because we want police officers, just like that clip I played at the beginning of our conversation, Tim. We want police officers who want to do good. That's what we want. It's good for us to have police officers who are motivated by the right values. And what I'm hearing from you is we're seeing an uptick in that.
No doubt about it.
Fantastic.
I like I said, I see that pendulum, you know, in my 63 years on this earth, I've seen that pendulum switch back and forth.
Yes.
You know, almost 40 years in law enforcement. And right now it's heading in the right direction.
Fantastic. Tim, I know you've got a very busy schedule. Thanks for hanging out with us here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Anytime, Brad. Take care.
Yeah, there's an interesting, I studied in law school that there was this concept called the broken windows idea, which is if you allow windows to be broken, it fosters more crime. And my hope is that we can get to the point in the city where we follow that broken windows concept, where we're not just talking about trying to reduce murders, but we're talking about reducing minor crimes that teaches people, look, if you do minor crimes, you're going to jail. If you do major crimes, you're really going to jail. Let's see if we can move in that direction. Brad Young sitting in here for Mark Reardon today. We've got more. In fact, Frank Cusimano next on 97.1 FM Talk.